This is KI-4. Thank you to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Do we have any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. A number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. Starting off with KA-3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA-4JCA, that's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA-4ACL. And the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, that's K3DOV. They're all located down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all them fine folks being with us. And KM4JWP, that's Mr. Brian. He's in Rutherfordton. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, up in Traveler's Rest. And then we have K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. Then we have KG4LSL, Mr. Jimmy down in Anderson, and KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville, and KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer, and N4ASW, Mr. Tony up there in Asheville, and KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KI-4LZI, Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, Mr. John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down in Southern Greenville County. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. And our son Anthony, KI4DGY. He resides in Charlotte, and they're on the phone together in there. He's in there checking on Dad. That's all the pre-check-in functions I got. Appreciate all you fine folks that checked in with us on the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll move up to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Tom, November 4, India X-ray. Somewhere between Clemson and Seneca Mobile, going back to the mountains in Georgia. Hope you're doing okay, Gary.
Net control, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida, negative and negative.
This is KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4IX, Mr. Tom, out there on the mobile tonight, somewhere between Lost and Found, which is Clemson and Seneca. Headed back to the mountains. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. I am doing fine. I'm on the mend, which is a good thing. And but been missing seeing your smiley face at the test session, but I understand you've been busy. You be careful out there on the mobile, and thanks for taking the time and checking in with us tonight, Tom. Also, I'd like to say good evening to AA4GH, Minister Gus, down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well. That's all the Echo Link stations I got and all the pre-check in function, so we'll go to the RF section now, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4. Delta Mike Whiskey Rig and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
PLS. Glad you're calling the net this evening. Hope you're doing well and on the mend. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt, West Rainbow County, be negative and negative, 732 all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and I will relay your message to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Glide up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edinburgh Bard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS. Gary, good to have you back. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
KOS. And Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Greenwell, no traffic, no round table. Good to hear you. Thanks for calling that.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylors, negative negative. Good to hear you on tonight.
Wes. Check in and out, KI4ZLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda, up in Asheville. And Gary, nice to have you back.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you, Miss Joy, and everyone on that.
KI4DOS. Sorry I missed my turn. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments. Gotta go call a 75 meter net.
Checked in KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, but I heard you on the SSB net earlier tonight, and I said, Gary's back, so I wanted to say hello over the air to you. Good job, congratulations, glad to have you back, and good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello, and Randy, it's good to be here. No doubt about it. But hope you and Linda are having a great evening. 4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WU2T, Mr. Rusty, over there at home in Moore tonight. Rusty, you secured your leisure to call your 75-meter net. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us over here on 2 meters, and I hope you are doing well. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Got checked in on the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. But Ben, it's good to hear you on RF, and you are sounding really good on the sideband net, by the way. First time I've heard you on there, and come back as often as you can on both nets. Both of them are really good, and I enjoy both of them. But thanks for coming in and checking with us on the RF side there, Ben. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good to hear you tonight. Hello to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net. Please check in at 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane of Cleveland, no traffic, no table tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Let's roll over to the Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4T2A. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And tell me story hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you hello as well. Y'all have a great evening. I hope you're doing well down there in Greenwood. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Fred, I see you over there on Echo Link. If you do not have voice capabilities, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in the logbook tonight. But I'll give you another chance if you have voice capabilities to go ahead and check into the net with us. Yeah, let's see. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4WAC. That's Mr. Fred. He's checking in from Greenville on Echo Link. He's still learning how to use it. But, Fred, we got you in the log there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to do that. Come back as often as you can and check in with us each night if you can. Different net controller here. Net starts at 9 p.m. But we got you in the log here, Fred. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us. We'll go back to the RS check-ins. We'll go around to the front of the alphabet in the A through D group. Alpha through D. Your net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Glad to see you. Please check out. Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry Anderson, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. It's really good to have you back. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. Joy and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AS4, CHY, Houston, San Francisco, traffic is coming.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. We appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Sounding good from Seneca as always. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over here in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Green, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
OS. And Miss Joy, good to hear you calling the net tonight, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That is Patrick up here in Penrose. But Gary, I have no traffic and no comments tonight. 7-3 is all on the net.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler. Be negative and negative nights. Good to hear you.
DOS. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, and Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. And I'm trying to be here, Gary.
KI4DOS. Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. WA4HNT. Excuse me. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. QTH is in Pendleton. I'll be listening, but I'm negative and negative. Thanks, and good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS. And Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Club, Wayne and Etowah, and I'm in and out.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And Warren, you made number 50 on my log, so you get the door prize this evening. hope you had a great day today. I hope you have a good one tomorrow. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Minister Patrick, he's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And WA4HNT, Mr. Alton, down there in Pendleton. Alton, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Appreciate you coming in and checking in with on the net with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. You know we'd love to have you. And then we got KQ4GIK, Mr. Wayne, up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Sorry, I didn't catch if there was an alphabetical thingy here. If I'm out of turn, my apologies. 73 in that.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug. He's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well. And don't worry about being out of turn. We just want you to get checked in with us. But we got you in the log here, young man. Thanks for taking the time. Let's move up to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy or doing okay. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid Fletcher. Gary, thanks for calling in. Hope everybody has a good evening. We'll be back next time.
4DOS. Good evening to you, Gary. What a blessing it is. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good evening. Oh, boy, another pretty day tomorrow. KI4DOS, 73.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And Duncan, I got your last email, but I didn't look at it till I came in here and sat down, so I have not replied. But just to let you know, I did get it. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. Alrighty, additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Sounding really good tonight. Good to hear you back on the radio. Please check in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMH. Josh here in Greer. And tell Joy we said, hey, be negative and negative tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4SMH, Mr. John, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley. It's so good to hear you back on the radio, Gary. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you and everybody else has a good evening.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. And he brings along his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda, also over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Larry, tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry, it's really good to be back on there. We're hanging in there as best we can, you know, taking it one day at a time. Again, tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Do we have any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Yes. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Tango Zulu, KY4TZ. This is Jack, and I am in Welford, South Carolina tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Good to hear that you're doing a little bit better there, Gary. Appreciate you calling that.
I'd like to say good evening to KY4TZ, Mr. Jack, over there in Welford. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, the doctor told me, he said, this is going to be a marathon and not a sprint, so just take my time. So that's what we're trying to do. But anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heath kit, a Z1000 HF amplifier. It works 160 through 10 meters. It has a new power supply and has new tubes. He said to call for the price deals. Item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam antenna. It works 20 through 6 meters. It has new motors and gears and new brackets. It has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any feels? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9. That's a 9-band vertical antenna. He said it is still up right now, so if you wanted to come check it out and listen to it and see how it works, you're welcome to do that, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Next item up is for sale or trade. It's an Astron RS-35. That's a 35-amp linear power supply. He would like $200 for it, or he would trade it for something of equal value, maybe. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a complete repair kit. This repair kit will work with a Kenwood TS-520, a TS-530, or a TS-820. It's a complete set of repair parts, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's an Alpha 99. That's an HF amplifier, full legal limit. He also has a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner that he has hooked up with this amplifier. He would like to sell them both. He said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is looking for, I got a fellow looking for a 6-meter all-mode transceiver. Does anyone need any fields? Folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Folks, that's not all that's on the SwapNet. If you go to the webpage, I've got a whole bunch of other stuff on there. It's getting kind of old. It's been on there for quite a while, but it's still listed. Most of it is from Silent Keys, and I've listed it on there for their the widows of the Silent Keys. And when we sell this money, that's who gets it. That proceeds from what's on there go straight to the Silent Keys widow. So if you're interested, go over there and look and see what we got. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll go up here and see who's first on the reg queue list, and that would be Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Mr. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to there, young man?
It's been about the same, about the usual. Still trying to work a couple of days a week, running them cars up and down the road, and still going to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. And Miss Jones, she's doing a little better since she got that gallbladder out. She finally, I finally talked that doctor into doing that gallbladder test, and sure enough, it was bad, so they got it out. So she's doing a little better with that, and still hadn't gained any weight back, but her appetite is beginning to get a little bit better, so hopefully she'll turn the curve here before too long, over.
Well, Dan, that is good news. I'm glad Miss Joan is feeling better and beginning to improve. You keep up the good work going over there to the gym 3 days a week. I don't know if you know or not, but I had a heart attack the 28th of last month, and spent a few days in the hospital and all of that. So I start my cardiac rehab tomorrow at 1:00. So I'll be going to cardiac rehab tomorrow, and then I'll start going. Either 2 or 3 days a week. I'm going to start with 2 days a week to start off with, and then they maybe want me just to go to 3 days a week, which will be fine with me, but I'm not driving or anything right at the moment. My sweet little bride Joy don't want me driving, so I'm kind of sitting back and abiding by what she and the doctors say and tell me to do, and that's what I've been doing.
I hear that. Well, congratulations on all of that. But man, I'm sorry to hear that you had a heart attack. And how severe was it? Did you have a stent or open heart surgery or what?
I put in Dan, but I'll get with you on the phone and let you know all the other gory details.
Okay. Yeah, boy, that's what I had. That's what I happened. I had mine. I had one stent put in. And, everything has been fine since, and I thank the Lord for that. But I go over there pretty much. I try my best not to miss a day, and go over my workout takes me about an hour and a half. The time I go through my whole routine, and but it's good. And I go to the center down here at Millennium. They're just out of Malden there. So where are you gonna go, over to Prisma or where?
Down there to the Millennium Center as well. I start down there tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Roger that. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get to see you sometime down there then. I do mine, like I say, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. I get there checked in about 8:45, and I get through about 9:45, something like that. And old buddy goes over there, K4ND, I think. He goes over there. I see him over there right frequently. A lot of times he gets there earlier than I do. A lot of times he's finishing up when I get there. Over.
That completely there, young man. I do. Well, maybe we'll see each other over there one of these days. I'm looking forward to getting over there and getting started, and we'll have to see how that goes. But I'm gonna go tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But like I said, I'm not driving yet, and once I start driving, I'll probably go early in the morning as well. I'd rather go early and get it over with. And that sounds ugly, get it over with, but go ahead and get my day started. That way I don't feel like I've wasted half a day by waiting till the afternoon. Who knows, we'll be able to see you over there on Monday and Wednesday anyway. I'm going to go Monday and Wednesday to start with. And then I've got to, they said we'd go a couple of weeks and then we'd reevaluate and see how many more times they wanted me to come or less times or whatnot, that sort of thing. So, again, I'm looking kind of forward to it there, Dan.
Roger that, and I look forward to seeing you there. And but you'll love it over there. These people are really, really good. And I tell everybody that you have about a 12-week program, and most of the time, and then you graduate. And a lot of them, when they graduate, they leave and they go out on their own, to another gym somewhere. But I'll tell you the way it is, and you'll notice this. You meet a lot of new people, you make a lot of new friends, and most everybody over there will be in their age brackets. There won't be a lot of young people there. Most of it will be older folks, but you'd be surprised. How good things are. And these people that work there, when you get out on the floor to where you do the exercise and all, you got a little island out there, and that's where the nurses and all that, the people that are watching you and doing the monitoring and all, that's where they'll be. And they are all excellent people. And man, they got an eye on you the whole time. Whether you got a monitor on or whether you're like I am, you don't have a monitor on. Anything happens, they're right on top of it. They don't lose a beat there. Over.
Down there, Dan, through the for orientation, and walked all around the place and got showed where all the stuff is and this sort of thing. But I have yet to meet a person with a negative attitude, I'll put it that way. I think that's pretty well sums it up. But they have all been just super, super nice to me. Went over to the St. Francis and, went to the cath lab and they did my thing over there. And then now I'm going down there to the rehab, and I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you. And we'll see how it goes. But the doctor told me, he said, don't you remember one thing if you don't remember anything else? And I said, what's that? He said, this is a marathon, not a sprint. He said, just take your time and take it easy. He said, we ain't in no rush.
That's exactly right. They'll start you off very lightly on things, and then you progress from there. But they're monitoring you the whole time, and the folks are really, really good. I've been over there I guess I've been over there 4 years now. I wouldn't take nothing for it. I got a big, big gym right here above the house. So it's a whole lot cheaper for me and a whole lot closer. But I went up there and looked it over. I said, nah, this ain't mine. I told John, I said, you know, I like to know that I got people sitting out here and just watching everything going on in here. And if anything happens to me, they're going to be right there. And then on top of that, my doctor's up on the fourth floor. So I feel a whole lot better. That gives me a lot of good feelings there over.
Yeah, my doctor's up on the fourth floor as well. So, yeah, it's a good place, I think. I hadn't got started in it real good yet, but everybody I've met really seems like they're interested in you. And I don't mean just, don't matter how many people they've got, they're interested in each and every one, and they take the time and to watch everybody and to take care of them, and that's what they're there for, and they seem to do a really, really good job. And I can't say anything bad about them whatsoever. They've taken really, really good care of me. And taking care of Joy as well, she didn't go through it, but she watched it, and so we'll have to say she went through a lot of it as well. But that's a different story.
Roger that. Yes, sir. I know what you mean. And she can get involved over there, too, so they might prove everybody. But I'll tell you, I'm glad to hear everything's going all right with you. And, Gary, and... I'm going to let you go for now, but I will be checking in with you a little bit more frequently, and hope to see you over there before too long, my friend. So just look around and ask anybody if they know Dan. They'll point you out if you don't recognize me there, old.
If I have any trouble recognizing you, Dan, we've known each other, I know at least, if it hadn't been 20 years, it's pushing it, and you ain't changed a bit. So, I don't think I'll have any trouble recognizing you. But I hope to see you over there, really do. And I hope you and Miss Joan have a great evening, what's left of it. I'm glad she's feeling better. That's the main thing. And as far as, we don't have our health. We're missing out on a lot. And I'm so blessed and so thankful. That I've got as good a health as I've got, and I'm here, and I got the doctors and people that's taking care of me, so I can't complain about a thing here, Dan.
Roger that, Gary. Roger that, yeah. Well, you take care of yourself. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I look forward to seeing you over there.
We'll do that, and again, you and Joan have a great evening, what's left of it. Tell Joan we said hello, and we'll still have to get together one of these days and get that cup of coffee we ain't never got. We'll have to do that one of these days soon. But y'all take care, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, Dan. Look forward to seeing you down there and doing some more catching up. We'll go do it that way. But y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS. And how are you? Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. Name is Chad. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. That's Chad and Anna in Campobello. Thank you for calling the net, Gary. We'll be in and out tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And Chad, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not quite up on the top shelf yet, but I'm getting there. I have to take it one step at a time, but I'm climbing them steps, and I'm getting back up there where I need to be. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and you're still number two. Just keep that in mind.
Love you, brother. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Next up on Red Julius is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, Donna and I had what you might call a usual day for a Wednesday in the early spring on a beautiful day. Took a little automobile ride this afternoon. We had some things we needed to do at the church, and it was beautiful to see. And I don't know, I probably, as I get older, I take a little more satisfaction in seeing the world whenever I do. I think the last 2 or 3 years I kind of got out of the habit of running the roads, as my mama used to say. It's an expression that she used a lot when we were teenagers. We ran the roads. So when I can get out and see what has changed on the roads and everything, well, it's pleasing, you know. I'm left with satisfaction, but hardly any desire to get out there in traffic again. Maybe that's getting a little older, perhaps. Anyway, what I'd really like to say is that Donna and I, when talking about your recent experiences and your good fortune to have Joy by your side, as she's been for so long, but this an event like this tries people, you know. It puts you in a place that none of us can feel comfortable in, I suppose. But that you had each other is a very important thing. And so we were looking at each other, and I said, well, what words can you think of that could express how we feel about them? And we both agreed that the words straight from Scripture is exceeding joy. And that says it all. Whenever you read those words in the Scriptures, it's only good things that follow. And that's what I pray for you, that this path that you're going to be on to strengthen your body and get back the resolve that you had, the assurance that whatever you pick up, you can handle. Being knocked to the ground, sometimes, you know, some people don't get up. Or if they do, they don't have the strong will that it takes to push on through. But I just listened to what you said to others tonight, and I know that you will have the will to get yourself back in a better place, perhaps, in a healthier place. You know, you can, we're not exactly a machine. The human body is compared to a machine quite a lot, but we're not exactly a machine. But it never hurts to rejuvenate with an oil change and, you know, new plugs and wires and whatever it takes. Anyway, you're on a good path, and I'm very thankful for that. That's all I had to say. Awfully good to talk to you, but it's really good to listen. You have every bit of the ability to steer, which I, you know, it's more than that. But you have this in hand. Well practiced at it, I understand. But you take it and you're well, you do so well with it. You're an example for all of us, and we surely appreciate you. With that, I'll wish everyone again a very good night and a great day tomorrow. Enjoy the sunshine when we get it. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
You were talking about running the roads. You know, my mom and dad said that very same thing to us when we were little. Or not little, when we were teenagers and, you know, in that roaming age. And we got our license and our friends had their license. And then, you know, we never stayed at home. But my mom and dad said the same thing. And Joy and I used to love to get out. You know, Joy likes to take pictures. She's not a professional type photographer. I think she is. She's taking some beautiful snapshots and stuff. But anyway, we'd like to get out and run around some of the back roads up in the country and up the mountains. And if she saw something she wanted to take a picture of, we would just pull over on the side of the road and take pictures of it. And, things like a birdhouse on a fence post out in the middle of nowhere, something of that nature, or you might see a church, an old country church, through the trees and, half a mile away, but it's just a beautiful picture. We should stop and take pictures of that. We hadn't done that in quite a while. So that may be something we have to look forward to doing again here in the not-too-distant future. There for a long time, she used a 35-millimeter camera with film and all of that. And then our oldest son, Anthony, got her a digital camera. And now she loves that thing. She can take a whole bunch of pictures and see what they look like when they, you know, after she takes them. You know, she doesn't have to wait to get them developed and all of that. And then, cry because it didn't turn out or something of that nature. So that's all a good thing. But that's one of the things that we enjoy doing, you know, just getting out and running the roads a little bit and enjoying our afternoons. So that's something else we're going to have to try to get back into maybe one of these days. And, exceeding joy. That's can't get much better than that, can you? I'm thankful for everything that I've got here and, you know, my health, and thankful for having my pretty little bride in there that takes care of me, and all the other folks that came in and did their thing and got me to where I am right now. So it's all good any way you look at it, Larry. I can't see anything bad about it. Other than I told a little guy there, he's an EMS guy. I told him, I said, you didn't let me go meet my Jesus. He sort of laughed at me, and he said it wasn't time for him to meet you yet, so that's the reason you're going over here. And I said, okay. So after that, I tried to be nice. For sure. You never know how close you're going to get every day you wake up. And that's a caution. Most people don't live their life with any caution whatsoever, I'm afraid. But the truth is, we're getting older, and along with that comes, things that you can't anticipate, things that will occur. And it's just, the best you can do is just live with thanks. Thanks that you got up on the right side of the dirt, as they say. And find those little things that gives you joy. And every time I say that, I realize that's your wife's name, but it is a powerful word. A powerful word. And, I've seen the two of you together for a long time now, and I know you know what joy is. A little pun there. Well, Gary, it's a pleasure, and I know there are other people waiting, but it's awfully, awfully good to sit down on a Wednesday night. You may have heard me say before that this is
This is my group. This is my community right here. And to stay in touch, this is the way we do it. Many people just check in and go on, but I do like to keep up with people. All of you, now I'm talking about all of you, surprise me. You do. What you can accomplish, the things you put your hand to, I'm just constantly amazed. And that's a good place to be, you know, because I guess from that comes a lot of respect. I do have a lot of respect for you and for other hams that I've met, and you've given me a great deal in the 10 years and a little more that I've been in this hobby. I never knew this caliber of people existed. So it's a fine place to be. Anybody that might not be sure of that yet, it's a fine place to be. And thank you again for calling the Net Force tonight. KK4JBQ.